Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Mars conjunct Pluto in Aquarius, when values meet destiny. Before we explore what this conjunction means psychologically and practically, we must understand the symbolic ground it stands on. Astrology becomes most powerful when you recognize that degrees carry meaning, that 3 degrees Aquarius is not arbitrary, but holds specific spiritual instructions. 3 layers, 1 truth. In the Kabbalah numerology system, 3 represents faith, religion, and destiny. It's the number of creative manifestation. Thesis meets antithesis to produce synthesis. It's the Trinity, the Triad, the point where opposing forces unite to birth something new. The 3rd card in the tarot deck is the Empress. The Empress is Venus energy incarnate. Venus represents what we value, what we attract, what we create, and what we nurture into being. She is abundance, fertility, and the magnetic principle that draws toward us what reflects our inner worth. The Sabin symbol for this degree, a Hindu yogi demonstrates his healing powers. The keynote speaks of disciplined spiritual energy, restoring harmony that was distributed by humanity's attempts to transcend nature through mind alone. It calls for self-discipline, purity of motive, compassion, and the focusing of spiritual energy. When Mars, will, action, and force, meets Pluto, transformation, power, death, rebirth, at 3 degrees Aquarius, it will be moving to 4. These 3 symbolic layers converge to tell us something essential. You're being asked to violently transform your relationship to what you value and what you believe in, so that you can become a healer who focuses spiritual power toward collective restoration. This is not just a power struggle. This is not merely political upheaval or personal crisis. This is a crisis of faith that reveals true values so that spiritual healing power can emerge. When Mars meets Pluto, the cosmos doesn't whisper, it erupts. But this eruption at the Empress degree carries a specific instruction. What you've been valuing must be destroyed so you can attract and create from authenticity instead of conditioning. The Empress represents the magnetic principle. We draw toward us what matches our internal sense of worth and value. When Mars, assertion, survival, will, and Pluto, total transformation, elimination, rebirth, collide at this degree, they ask, what have you been valuing that's keeping you from your destiny? What have you been attracting that reflects false beliefs? What must be violently eliminated so you can magnetize truth instead? This conjunction in Aquarius, the sign of collective evolution, humanitarian vision, and future systems, expands these questions beyond the personal. What does humanity value that's destroying our future? What systems are we attracting and perpetrating through distorted collective beliefs? What must civilization eliminate to create a world worth living in? I know y'all got a few ideas right there. The fight is not just for survival. The fight is for what deserves to survive. And that requires confronting what you truly have faith in. Mars embodies the warrior instinct, the impulse to move forward, claim what's yours, and fight when threatened. Pluto operates from a deeper level, the compulsion to evolve through crisis, to wield absolute control, and to destroy what's finished so renewal can occur. When these forces merge at the degree of faith and values, they generate an underlying drive that operates largely beneath conscious awareness. The determination to overcome any obstacle, to emerge victorious, and to ensure that what survived reflects genuine worth. This pairing is known for producing fierce determination and unwavering competitive spirit. Though this doesn't always show on the surface, for some, the intensity becomes self-directed, manifesting as impossible standards, perfectionist tendencies, or the inability to engage in anything unless victory feels certain. Whether it's casual game night or a career-defining negotiation, the same fundamental pattern emerges. An accident, instinctual need to prove one's strength and capacity to endure. But at 3 degrees Aquarius, this isn't just about winning. It's about winning for what you believe in. It's about fighting for values worth having. The Empress energy asks, what are you creating with this power? What are you attracting through this intensity? The signature of this combination includes explosive release of long-suppressed emotion around worth and values, exceptional determination to defend or establish what you believe in, powerful sexual and creative energy seeking authentic expression, laser focus, execution when aligned with genuine faith, capacity for sustained, intensive effort toward meaningful transformation. Question: why does Aquarius change everything from personal to collective values? This really isn't a fist fight. This is a paradigm fight. Aquarius is fixed air, the realm of systems, networks, technology, and collective identity. When Mars Pluto's survival instincts meets Aquarius's future-focused intellect at the Empress degree, the question becomes, what values will structure our collective future? The battleground becomes ideological, technological, and structural. Expect themes in the Matrix like battles over what humanity truly values, freedom versus security, progress versus preservation. Technology as reflection of collective values. What are we building and why? Uprisings against systems that monetize what should remain sacred. Social movements demanding we value people over profit, planet over extraction. The destruction of old frameworks that attracted corruption and inequality, the birth of new collective identities based on shared authentic values. In Aquarius, the Empress's question, what do you value, becomes collective. And Mars Pluto answers, whatever doesn't serve evolution must be destroyed, applies to entire civilizations. The storm that tests faith, Pluto operates through emotional catharsis, experiences so visceral they bypass rational thought entirely. Grief, rage, protective instinct, desire. These aren't feelings you can logic away. They change you from the inside out. Picture this. A harbor you always trusted for shelter. Suddenly, a storm tears through. damaging the docks, flooding the shore, destroying what felt permanent. Everything familiar must be reconstructed from the foundation up. Mars doesn't wait for the storm. Mars is a lightning strike that triggers it. But here's what makes this conjunction at 3 degrees different. The storm tests your faith. When everything you valued is stripped away, what remains? When the structures you've relied on crumble, what do you actually believe in? When you can no longer attract the familiar, what does your soul truly want to magnetize? Under this conjunction, assumptions about your worth crumble. Belief systems you inherited rather than chose crack open. Values imposed by family, culture, or conditioning become unbearable. What you've been attracting reveals itself as misaligned with your destiny. Your capacity to create from authentic power gets tested. This is not destruction for entertainment. This is a necessary clearing. The storm at the faith and values degree asks, what deserves to be rebuilt? What's worth fighting for? What will you create when the debris clears? The shadow. When power corrupts values, Mars-Pluto carries volatility, especially at the degree of the emperors. Using force to impose your values on others, believing your faith justifies ruthless behavior, obsessive need to prove your worth through dominance, manipulating what others value to control them, conflating power with worthiness, pushing beyond healthy limits to demonstrate value. Explosive rage when your beliefs are challenged. A pattern to watch for. Intensity magnifies intensity. When you're operating at this frequency, you naturally attract others vibrating at similar levels. What begins as shared values can quickly escalate into ideological warfare if both parties confuse conviction with righteousness. In Aquarius, these struggles often manifest within groups claiming to fight for the greater good, social movements that become authoritarian, technologies that monetize human connection while claiming to foster it, communities that demand ideological purity, collectives where power consolidates despite egalitarian rhetoric. This is the shadow of Mars Pluto at the Emperor's degree. Using force to defend values that were never truly yours, or that become corrupted in the pursuit of power. The test. Can you fight for what you believe in without becoming what you oppose? Can you hold values strongly without weaponizing them? Can you attract power without being consumed by it? The saving symbol. A Hindu yogi demonstrates his healing powers. At 3 degrees, crisis of faith and values. After the violent destruction of what was false, what emerges is the healer, the one who has learned to focus spiritual energy with precision and compassion. The symbol warns against civilization's tendencies, especially Aquarius' shadow, to transcend natural wisdom through mental dominance alone. Technology, ideology, systems, all useful, but insufficient without spiritual discipline. We cannot think our way into wholeness. We must feel, believe, value, and focus energy toward restoration. The yogi represents self-discipline, Mars, channel towards spiritual purpose, Pluto's transformation. Purity of motive born from tested faith, the three-degree lesson learned. Compassion that comes from having survived your own storm. Faith in divine order, even when chaos reigns. The ability to focus spiritual energy toward collective healing. At 3 degrees, the violent eruption, the crisis that tests beliefs and reveals true values, the question, what do you genuinely have faith in? And what are you willing to create from that faith? The next degree, 4 degree, the emergence of focused spiritual capacity. The disciplined healer who has been through the fire and emerged with something to offer. The answer, I focus my power, one with such difficulty, to restore wholeness in myself and others. In Aquarius, this healing isn't individual, it's collective. Those who navigate this transit consciously become agents of social and spiritual restoration, not through religious dogma or spiritual bypassing, but through the hard-won wisdom of someone who has survived the crisis of faith, transformed their relationship to values, learned what's worth fighting for, discovered how to focus power toward healing rather than domination. The higher octave of Mars-Pluto at the Emperor's degree is regenerative creation, building something beautiful from tested faith and purified values. This transit provides access to extraordinary reserves of strength for creating what you truly value. Courage to manifest visions that align with authentic belief. Unwavering will to build systems that serve collective healing. Magnetic power to attract people and resources aligned with your destiny. Sustained creative energy for projects that seemed impossible. The ability to transform situations through focused spiritual intention. Many people discover something surprising during this transit, creating from genuine value after the false ones have burned away. Feels deeply satisfying in a way superficial success never did. There's fulfillment in directing your will toward what you authentically believe in, especially when it serves others. This is phenomenal energy for deep spiritual and psychological work that restructures your value system, creating art, projects, or businesses that express authentic beliefs. Social activism rooted in tested conviction rather than performative virtue. Building communities based on shared genuine values. Eliminating financial or creative patterns that reflect old unworthiness. Attracting partnerships, romantic, business, collaborative, that mirror your evolved worth. Focusing spiritual practices toward healing yourself and your community. The Empress, at her highest, asks, what will you create that reflects the faith you fought for? Mars conjunct Pluto at 3 degrees Aquarius reminds us, survival is not just physical. It's about values, what we deem worth preserving. It's about faith, what we believe is possible. It's about destiny, where we focus our collective creative power. The old ways of asserting will no longer working. The old structures built on distorted values and corrupted beliefs cannot hold. This transit doesn't ask whether change is comfortable. It asks, what values are worth fighting for? What beliefs can withstand the fire? What are you willing to create together when the storm passes? This is evolutionary pressure applied to consciousness itself. The warrior energy of Mars meets the transformative depth of Pluto at the precise degree where faith, values, and creative magnetism converge, then moves toward the degree of spiritual healing. The universe is not subtle here. It's saying, test your faith. Purify your values. Focus your power and become the healer. How to navigate this energy? Examine what you value ruthlessly. The Empress asks, are you valuing what you think you should or what you generally do? Mars Pluto will expose the gap between stated and lived values. Use this exposure consciously rather than defensively. Let the false faith burn. If beliefs collapse under pressure, they weren't rooted in truth. This is painful but necessary. What survives the fire of 3 degrees is what deserves to guide your destiny. Acknowledge your power hunger. Stop pretending you're above self-interest, like you're not pursuing what benefits you. That's human. Consciousness about it prevents shadow behaviors. The question is, are you pursuing power for ego or to serve what you value? Channel intensity toward creation. The Empress is the ultimate creator. After Mars Pluto destroys what was false, what will you build? What will you attract? What will you nurture into being? Direct volcanic energy toward meaningful manifestation. Focus spiritual energy like the yogi. This isn't a metaphor. Develop practices that discipline your will, purify your motives, and direct your power toward healing. Be it meditation, prayer, ritual, energy work, whatever focuses your capacity to restore wholeness in yourself and others. Watch for value manipulation. In Aquarius, ideologies and group values can become weaponized. Notice when you're using the greater good to justify questionable means. Notice when others are manipulating your values to control you. Honor the transformation. Pluto brings emotions that only time and full feeling will resolve. What outdated values in yourself or your community need to be eliminated so authentic creativity can emerge? What faith needs to be tested so it becomes unshakable? The question at the heart of the storm. You know I got them. This transit, with all its symbolic weight and transformative intensity, asks you, what are you willing to fight for? Not just for yourself, but for the future of all. And beneath that, what do you value enough to create with the power you earned through this crisis? What faith can guide you when everything else is stripped away? How will you focus the spiritual energy you gain toward healing rather than domination? This is the pulse of winning. But winning what? The assertion of power, but power for what? The fight for the new world, but the world built on what value? The cosmos is handing you volcanic energy, the exact degree where faith meets values, meets creative magnetism, moving toward the degree of spiritual healing. The question is, what will you build with it? And who will you become in the building? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Like, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Share with a friend, family member, coworker. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I'd like to have that private conversation with you. I am astrologyreadings.com, booking. There's a link down below, booking. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, I Am Astrology Readings. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.